Yeah, but I think he is the Mac from last week.
He was the first
one. Is it Matt? Is it Max?
Yeah, we did not. It was Mac.
Matt?
I didn't think it was him.
It's Mac.
Because I...
Must be.
I conflated in my head the fact that he was in the chat room with the fact, oh, we've heard from him before, so he wouldn't be a first-time caller. But I had to burp. Let's go to our... I had to burp, and I am not Big Fatty. I did not... I muted my microphone to do that. Thank you very much. I was raised proper. All right, let's go to our last phone call here. Fittingly, coming in from Kathy Baker.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty was raised proper.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3859 of the BFO for Monday the 21st of November, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, that's it. That's it. Deserters, Big Fatty, are you talking about unsubscribers? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're deserters. You're deserters today because y'all going to have a Spanksgiving supper with my friends at I used to go to the wine dinners with, and y'all, the Nip and I are going, and y'all, he's volunteered us to take a dessert, and y'all, since we're going to be bringing the dessert, y'all, we'll be deserters. Yes, we ready, and y'all, in honor of Daniel Biba, I am probably going to take his mother's strawberry cobbler. Big Fatty, y'all, I had that with Daniel and his mom and dad when he was living up there in Columbia. Yes, Big Fatty, where the enema is inserted for the state of South Kakalaki. It's true. Y'all, then I made it for my family. Y'all, it is absolutely two bites and you're in a sugar diabetes coma. Y'all, it is the sweetest stuff you will ever taste. But y'all, it's good. Y'all, it's butter and sugar and strawberries and a little cream, not cream of tartar. It's baking powder so y'all and some flour is in there too, I think. I think I'm gonna take that. Y'all, it's real good and it's unusual to have at a Spanksgiving dinner. Y'all, that's later down in the week. We've got lots to talk about before then. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 21st of November, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've known these two for, I don't know, probably 20 years or more. They're just good people, going through some, very heartbreaking times right now, but y'all, I recently saw them, back in September, I believe it was,
at the Metropolis
Entertainment Complex. Y'all, I am talking about my dear friends, Jerry and Rick. Big Fatty, we love Jerry and Rick. It's true. And y'all, I mentioned that
Jerry, well, and Rick too. Y'all, they're going through dealing with Jerry's stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and y'all, he's doing his treatments, but it's very difficult for Jerry and for Rick as well. But y'all, we wish them well on their anniversary. Gotta see y'all today. Today, the 21st of November. Y'all, we've got a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've never met this four-legged child, y'all. I've recently been worried sick, I tell you, about... him until he called, I believe it was last week. And, y'all, now I'm worried sick even more because, y'all, I think they're working him to death. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only, yes, Chad. And, y'all, it's the celebration of exiting the birth canal of his puppy dog, Maybe. Being ready, we love Maybe. We do indeed. And y'all, just a side note, y'all, that Steve the Tater, he's very disappointed that I'm never worried about him. Y'all, I see him every day on the 20. And y'all, evidently, Gus Chad asked him who I was worried about, because, you know, I would been worried about that Patty Bacon, too. Yes, Big Patty. And y'all, I got a Twitter message from Patty Bacon. She's doing fine, and she'll be in touch soon. Big Patty, what are you going to worry about now? I don't know, but anyway, but y'all, evidently, Gus Chant had a Twitter account also, but I didn't know anything about it. So, anyway, but y'all, if you see Gus Chad, I don't think the little Maybe is on the social media. Maybe they're on, dog humping, or, you know, instead of Grindr. Oh, but y'all, did you see that Grindr is being, traded over the counter now? Big Daddy. Wish little Maybe a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Daddy, I hope Maybe gets a big old piece of, a great big old piece of rawhide. Yes, Big Daddy! See, y'all, I don't really remember anything that happened Thursday night after I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, it's been cold in the evenings. We've been down in the 30s. I had to cover up the ferns and here at the gully. And although, y'all, the NIP told me I didn't really need to cover the ferns because we weren't getting a frost. And but anyway... deed is done. I did it anyway. And, y'all just sleeping wonderfully. Wonderfully, I tell you. Big Fatty Whitman Tinker, nowhere in sight. It's true. Anyway, y'all got up on Fright morning. Did my normal routine, I had a message from a new gentleman caller. Y'all, we had kind of made tentative plans for him to come by for right morning, but y'all, evidently something happened to one of his friends and he was unable to make it, but you know, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, and you know, life gets in the way every once in a while. So anyway, y'all, instead, the Nip and I, y'all, we went to the Costco. The Nip was providing supper for Friday at Fatty's, and so y'all, he got some of the stuffed bell peppers and a Caesar salad. And what did Big Fatty get? Oh, y'all, I was looking for the pecans because the Sam's Club had none. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, they've gone up. They're like $13.98 for a 2-pound bag. That's $6.99 a pound for shelled pecan halves. But that's all right. And so I picked up six bags of those, and so I'll be roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you and the gentleman callers. No, roasting the nuts over here in the next few weeks before I go to Hatlanta. And y'all, and I picked up y'all, they've got a bag of kind of chocolatey Christmas mix, and it's like chocolate covered pretzels and almonds and caramel popcorn and peanut butter cups and just all kinds of stuff in there, and y'all, it's really quite good. So I picked up a bag of that, and then what did we do? And I got something else too. Oh, y'all, I picked up some more of those little bitty bowls of the individual bowls of the sticky rice so I can make my shisha meat rice in the mornings. And y'all came back, and y'all, I needed to lay down for a little while, so I got my chair and laid down, and then I got up later and you know, prepared the house for visitors. Y'all, it was me and Durwood and Granny and the Nip. And Ryan showed up for dinner, and y'all, we were all here visiting, and all of a sudden, then the door opened, and in walks Ian Nicholas. Y'all, we don't expect him during this time of year, because it's they call it the peak season at his coal mine, and y'all, they just work crazy hours. So anyway, we didn't expect him, so he just came by, had a cocktail. One moment, please. Y'all, I'm having the apples and cinnamon hot tea. Y'all, it's good. Anyway, so he visited for a while. We had supper. We had a little ice cream for dessert. Young Ryan and I had an ice cream Coke float. Y'all, it was delicious. Took me back to my childhood. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Kind of like wearing diapers nowadays. It takes you back to your childhood. Well, except I'm not quite there yet. But anyway, what was I saying? Y'all, I don't know. Everybody left about, I don't know. They were gone by about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all caught up on the Jeopardy. Oh, boy, is that Tournament of Champions getting good. So y'all, I don't want to spoil it, but it's continuing until Monday. Big Fatty, you just spoiled it. One moment, please. And anyway, got up on Saturday, did my walks and all my regular morning routine, and y'all, I put up the naughty tree. Now, I did not put the most vulgar of the ointments on there. The most vulgar of them is the one that Gaschand painted for me. That said a mystery date on there, and I believe it was he painted a picture of that Kyle in the Hawaiian on there. But anyway, But it's not Volga. But anyway, I'll put the Volga ones up after Hortensia comes this coming Tuesday. Anyway, yeah, I just don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. And let's see. You did the naughty tree. Y'all made the first couple of batches of the nuts and bolts. So to have some little snackies. Y'all, it's so good. It is so good. And y'all, I ate so much of it, my stomach hurt. Saturday evening. And y'all, I made cheese cookies. I made three batches of them. Y'all fucked up the first two. Y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. Y'all, I was in, it takes to make two batches, it takes 2.5 cups of flour. So I was measuring with a half cup because it's easier to get into the canister and everything. Y'all, I think I only put 2 cups of flour in it, not 2.5. So they were crumbly but yeah, they were very cheesy. I mean, they're edible, they're good, but they're just not cheese cookies. Y'all, I think I need to put a little more cayenne pepper in it. But even though they're still pretty good. Anyway, y'all just didn't do much else. Y'all never saw the Nip on Saturday. I don't know what he was up to. Hadn't seen him yet today here on Sunday, as I recalled. And anyway, y'all got up Sunday morning and had my coffee. Did the y'all, it was the big 5 Sudoku. Got it. Y'all, I did not get the Wordle. Y'all, it escaped. It escaped me today. I see that Digger. It escaped Digger today also, but y'all, there were so many choices, so many choices. But anyway, y'all did the morning nipple walk. Y'all did all the streets in Fat Acres. Wanted to get a preliminary count of where we are on the crema decorations. Y'all, 34 is what I counted, but y'all, I think there are a couple other houses that I saw crema trees in the other day, but they didn't have the lights turned on today when I went walking on Sunday morning. So I think there's going to be more than that. And in fact, I'm sure there's more than that already, because I think this weekend there's going to be a big construction of the Santa Claus stuff. Y'all, the best thing, and I'll see if I can get a picture of it one day this week. Y'all, there was a big giant Tom Turkey, one of those inflatable things. And y'all, underneath Tom Turkey's foot is Santa Claus face down on the dirt. And it says, "Not so fast, fat man. Big fatty, that's a good one." And came back, got my share. And y'all, now here I am recording the little show and getting ready to meet up with old Vader to record the little fatty cast. And y'all, I think, oh, one last thing. I forgot to put a picture of my new Nasty Pig Union suit. Y'all, it was from Durwood, as I had suspected. But I'll put it up at noon today at the BFO, and that was my weekend. Oh dear gussie, y'all, before I say my goodbyes, I was asked not to make a big deal about this, but I wanted to let you know, y'all, that my Northeast Straight Daddy, Dan, lost his father on Thursday. It was a quick-moving cancer that he was experiencing, and y'all, it was evidently very quick, and so there wasn't a lot of suffering that went on. But y'all, keep him in your thoughts, if you will. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. They're on a cruise. And Daniel, what you got?
Big Fat was raised proper.
Oh, yes, Big Faper. Big Faper? Big Faper. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.